Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Emmanuel Seyfas, who's a winner of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. We're excited about that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the founder of Human Storm, a software company that helps kids learn math through kinesthetic movement. That's a pretty exciting idea. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about your background, what got you interested in this. You work for NASA, is that right?
Yes, I used to work for NASA. I worked for NASA a few times, internships and after graduation. So my background is in computer science and physics. I went to the University of Maryland, College Park, where I earned my physics bachelor's in physics, and I attended Frostburg State University, also where I earned my bachelor's of science in computer science. And I had an art background also. I started off as an art major, so.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what kinesthetic learning is.
Okay, sure. So kinesthetic learning is related to a kinesthetic learning style, and that's one of the learning styles that people have. There's visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and so forth. Kinesthetic means that you learn best or your learning experience is enhanced when you incorporate body movement or direct action and experience in your learning, in whatever learning situation you are in. So it's just the involvement of the body and, you know, more gross motor skills than just using your hands.
So you would be using motion detection technology to teach a kid to solve math problems. And how would you, how would you do that?
We will be using technology. You know, they will log on to our online system and web application website. But they will be controlling the things in that software using their body movements. So there is now available technology such as Microsoft Kinect. And most people are familiar with Xbox Kinect, which is Microsoft's technology that allows you to use your body movements to control software. So we'll be using, that's one example, technology that enables you to use your body movements in regard to software. But we add the additional piece where I have invented an experience that takes you through a process of training you how to solve an equation, but you'll be using your entire body will be involved in the experience versus sitting down and writing it on paper.
That's remarkable. So give us a little bit more detail on how you would solve an equation through learning.
When you're learning to solve an equation, let's say, for example, in middle school, early high school, they give you some equation, y equals mx plus b, for example. Well, a common skill that, fundamental skill that most all scientists and engineers need to have is to be able to isolate that a particular variable in that equation. So you want to move all symbols from one side to the other. Now, the process you learn in school, you know, you sit down and you write on paper to move the symbols. What I'm saying is this software will allow you to move those symbols in a particular way using your body motion. So you'll be learning that process, but instead of executing it with your hands, you will be performing that process with body movements submerged in music.
That's great. That is really exciting stuff. Emmanuel, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you.
For more of this interview on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.